Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. In a recent court proceeding, Amy Jo Birelat waived her right to a preliminary examination. She faces felony charges, including larceny of $1,000 or more, but less than $20,000, possession of a financial transaction device, and illegal sale or use of such a device. The court confirmed her decision to waive the examination was made knowingly and voluntarily. She affirmed she had sufficient time to consider her circumstances and speak with her attorney. She also stated no one had promised or threatened her to waive the exam. The judge concluded she understandingly gave up her right to the preliminary exam. Her case is now bound over to the circuit court for an arraignment. This arraignment is set for Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. Her bond will continue as previously ordered. And a former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. Each count carries a potential penalty for up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Carthron was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwald on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Healthcare Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is prosecuting the case. And a collaborative effort is underway in Michigan to protect the state's bat species, many of which inhabit abandoned mines in the Upper Peninsula. The Keweenaw Bay Indian Community, or KBIC, led the 2024 Bat Blitz, bringing together federal, state, and tribal biologists to train in bat monitoring and conservation techniques. Michigan's bats face serious threats, including habitat loss and white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that has killed an estimated 90% of the state's hibernating bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and agriculture, consuming thousands of insects nightly and reducing the need for pesticides. During the blitz, researchers safely captured, examined, and released bats, with some fitted with temporary tracking devices to study their movements and roosting habits. The initiative also supports efforts to protect maternity roosts and educate field teams. Experts stress that public support is crucial, from reducing pesticide use to reporting bat roosts. Another bat blitz is planned for later this year to expand tribal participation and strengthen conservation partnerships. When we come back after this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
One day at Valley Collision of Ubley.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. Thanks, bye.
Was that a customer, Justin?
Yes, Chris. Someone hit a deer again. They're on their way in.
Well, they called the right place. Did you tell them that at Valley Collision, we have a 3-year written guarantee on all our work?
Of course I did.
Great. And did you mention that we use Spies Hecker paint, the best automotive paint that's available, and 130 years combined experience, certified technicians that specialize in aluminum and steel automobiles?
Yes, Chris, I mentioned that.
Good. And did you tell them that we have rental cars, shuttle service, and free pickup and drop-off services?
Yes, Chris.
Well, did you say that?
Say that we're the biggest shop in the Thumb? Yes, I mentioned it.
Hey, how'd you know that I was going to ask that?
All right, guys, we get it. If you get into an accident, take your vehicle to Valley Collision in Ubley, the biggest and best shop for all your collision repair needs. Located on Main Street in Ubley. Call 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410. Valley Collision, where quality meets convenience.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Army soldiers killed in vehicle accident in J&K. 10 Indian Army personnel lost their lives after their transport vehicle plunged into a deep gorge in the Doda district. The accident occurred during a routine transit through the mountainous terrain of Jammu and Kashmir. Rescue operations were hampered by inclement weather and steep slopes. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha expressed deep condolences, and a formal inquiry has been launched into the case of the mechanical failure or driver error. And in international news, escaped ISIS fighters following prison attack in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, reported that dozens of Islamic State militants escaped a prison in Al-Shadada after it came under attack by unidentified armed groups. Video footage appears to show prisoners fleeing during the chaos. The escape has triggered a massive manhunt across the region and raised fears of a resurgence of IS activity. Security has been tightened in other detention facilities holding thousands of foreign fighters. When we come back after this AVS sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS is now hiring a Tier 2 support representative. Apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Harold K. Gremmel Jr., age 93, of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19th, 2026, at Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care, under the care of Compass's Hospice. Harold was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007, and he married Marilyn R. Fritz on March 10, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, Larry, stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, Diane, and Marlene, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Jingle and Mellendorf Funeral Home, Inc. in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be Monday, January 26th, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or the Harold and Lillian Gremmel Scholarship for a student in veterinary school at MSU. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more. Visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.